It was a good night on the track in Paris Thursday night for Sulphur Springs High School. We get Wildcats track results from Wildcats track coach Matt Young.
We ran at Paris yesterday, windy conditions until the sun went down, then it calmed down and ended up really nice. But the kids had to face some adverse situations from bars falling off or the wind in their face. And others were able to benefit, mainly our JV kids were able to have the benefit of the wind at their back. But they did great. We won the varsity boys, the JV boys, and the varsity girls. We won all three divisions.
Wow.
Against a strong field, Mount Pleasant, Denison, Sherman, Paris, Clarksville, and I'm leaving a couple. Oh, Greenville was there also. So, anyway, really solid field. So, really pleased how the kids did. Came out of field events. Seth Hardwin, another foot longer in the shot, through 46.6. Derek Weeks went 120-plus, placed in the top three in discus. Triple jump, Dugan went another 43 into the wind and won triple jump.
Wow.
And then he and Jalen Hawkins both placed in long jump into the wind. So, really pleased how we did it on that end of things. Kobe Hutchins went 11 feet in pole vault, also took a second place there. And then our two-milers, Gatewood and Mabry, placed in the top three. So, dropping their time a little bit, not a whole lot, but with the wind, it was like dropping if you can run the same time you've been running. So, we came out of the field events in 2 mile with 58 points and kind of got to looking around, thought we had a good chance on the day. And sprint relay, got to stick around, won the sprint relay. Dugan to Hawkins to Spigner to Hall, they went 43.2. That's their fastest time of the year.
Wow.
And, again, beating a good field, Paris has an experienced group, and so always nice when you're able to win that. Mm-hmm. We also, in the sprint relay, the girls, the JV boys, and the varsity boys all won the sprint relay. And
wow.
It's one of those things, we don't know exactly the last time that happened in Paris. Usually you go there, it's kind of hard to beat them at all three levels. But we did, and it was good. It kind of got things rolling, everybody kind of hopping around. Went on into the 800, Carter White ran a 205 with the wind. So one of those things, again, hey, that may have been a little better jump than we think it was. He and Will Fain both placed in the 800. I believe they went second and third. 110 hurdles, Zach Spigner ran a 14.7. He's still running his 14s. Nobody really around him this time to win the 110s. And the 100 meters, Jalen Hawkins got second, went 10.8.2, I believe. And then Bubba Hall actually took a third with an 11.06, 11.01, somewhere in that area. So really nice to see out of him, first time he had been in the 100. We didn't run a 4x2 relay, trying to get some different times on some guys. In the 400 meters, we weren't able to score, but some kids continuing to improve. Jalen Mitchell, Sean Fryer, Nathan Bryce. And 300 hurdles, Zach Spigner won it, went 40-point again. And Jalen Dugan took a fourth with a 43. And so he's continuing to make strides the more they run that. So excited with those guys. 200-meter, Bubba Hall followed that up and took another third in the 200, went 23.1. So we're trying to see exactly what event he fits in, but running well. Our milers, the crew, Carter White went 4.43, his best time, maybe his PR. But I know if not, it's his second best. But the first time he's dropped down in that area in a while, and looked really good running. Nathan Mabry, who finally he broke five last meet, there was no doubt he was breaking five this meet. He went like 4.51, 4.52, so knocked some serious time off. And then Jacob Gatewood also broke five, and Will Fain was just barely over it. So all four of those guys running well. And then the mile relay of, I'm trying to get the order right here, Mitchell to Fryer to Drew McCullough to Nathan Bryce, got sixth and got a point for us, so got a couple points. So always good, people scoring, people contributing. We took a lot of kids. Our JV, we'd have to get out a sheet of paper to read off all the names of people scoring there. We had ribbons and medals going all over the place. So really pleased with those guys, continue to excel, and just exciting. We got a meet here next week on Friday. Encourage people, if the weather plays right, a great opportunity to come out and watch a good meet. A lot of those same teams are coming here next week.
We'll have a Lady Cats track report on the Paris meet next week. KSST Sports.